Good morning, dear Aurorvillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 14th of August, mostly cloudy morning here in Aurorville, 28 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect mostly cloudy with thunderstorm around this afternoon, and over the night cloudy with widely separate thunderstorms, with chance of precipitation on 40% and chance of thunderstorm on 60%. Temperatures from low 27 to high 35 with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 9 km per hour, occasional gust on 17 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, visible on 60%. Over the weekend we had on 12th of August 52.20 mm and on 13th 60.58 mm of rainfall measured by Charlie in Evergreen. So in total, in August we had already 183.6 millimeters of rainfall. Tomorrow is 15th of August, Sri Aurobindo's birthday and India Independence Day. And there will be a collective meditation with Dawn Fire at Mathew Mandir Amphitheater, and the fire will be lit at 5:15 a.m. This will be a silent meditation with no recording or music as requested by some, and entrance by the second Ganyang gate only. Gate opens at 4:15 a.m. and they requested everyone to come early and be seated by 5. Visitors are requested to either carry their aura card or collect personally free token available at visitor center upstairs on 13, which was yesterday, and today between 3 to 5 p.m. Later at 8 a.m. at Kalekendra Bharat Nivas, there will be flag hoisting ceremonies to celebrate India's 71st Independence Day. To mark the 15th of August, a special day in many ways, there will be 6:30 p.m. in Town Hall a cultural program at the occasion of Sri Aurobindo's birthday and India's Independence Day. Aurorville children and adults are going to perform at the Town Hall stage. It's a combination of folk, Bharatanatyam, rap and fusion type performances. You are welcome. Also, for that occasion, in International House at 5 p.m., International Zone is inviting you for foundation laying of the temporary European House in the fence of the International House, located opposite of the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in the International Zone. That will be to inaugurate the European Plaza. And the same day, Tuesday 15 at 10 a.m. at Town Hall, Acres for Aurorville and Green Acres invites us to the inauguration Acres for Aurorville starting of year 4. After 3 successful years, our Acres for Aurorville will step up into the 4th year with the 4th phase of its journey and action for Aurorville physical land base supporting the city of Down's full flowering. We are warmly invited to attend this inauguration of the new phase for the Aurorville Master Plan area as whole. Marco and Liliana Ferreira will represent the elder generation of Aurorville, while Priya Dunn, who has grown up in Aurorville, will represent the city of Down's youth. Together they will formally inaugurate the new phase. The new Acres for Aurorville presentation prepared for Aurorville's 50th birthday will be shown, and news of all about LFIAU initiatives will be presented. From Resident Assembly Service comes information on scheduled general meeting to present entry policy final draft for Resident Assembly on 26th of August at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. And you might recall the last general meeting on the topic of entry was held on 11th of May. And some questions were asked to the community and the results were gathered and shared with us. Currently, the entry task group is integrating the feedback received towards a final draft of the entry policy, which will soon be published. So now it's the time to have this general meeting, which is going to be general meeting on the topic in preparation for our resident assembly decision-making process. So we are requested to be available on Saturday 26th at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion with the proposed agenda. Introduction and presentation, bringing you up to speed since the last general meeting. Secondly, clarifying questions, if any, and third, next steps discussion with the Resident Assembly Service and the Resident Assembly decision-making process, And fourth, conclusion and closing. Otherwise, today, 14, TLC invites us to a fun dimension at Learning Community Base Camp next to Baraka. That will be a night of food, fun and music at Learning Community. An event is for fundraise of their new multi-purpose classroom. And today, between 4 to 5 p.m., we are invited to Swarm Soundgarden, and they are happy to inform us that they will inaugurate their new soundgarden at the Swarm ground. You can go there and play and listen to the instrument installation, which are the outcome of their work for the India Music Experience Center Soundgarden in Bangalore, which was successfully opened the week before in the Brigadier Millennium compound. And as we said, tomorrow will be the last matches of basketball league at New Creation Sports Ground, and our badminton tournament is still coming up, and the last final match will take place on 19th of August. There is also an announcement from Boo Earth. The schedules for dance performance at Kaligram on 18, 19 and 20th is postponed to 1st, 2nd and 3rd of September due to the illness of the main dancer, Nikhil. They're sorry for inconvenience. On Saturday 9th of August at 3:30 p.m. at EcoPro, our Sarajan Complex, Ecological Hygiene presentation by Lucas. EcoPro offers a series of talks on various subjects of environmental health and hygiene, like sanitation in general and ecological sanitation, ecological hygiene, organic farming and the cycle of nutrition, urine, cattle, husbandry, etc. These talks will be supported with PowerPoint presentation and a lot of visual material. And video presentation will be made on Saturdays at 3 p.m. at EcoProm in our Sargent Complex in Oro Sherpam. The approach of these talks is to present the topics with sufficient scientific basic while keeping the subject readily comprehensible to non-experts. And presentation may last about 1 hour, but there will always be a space for questions, and the session can last up to 1.5 hours, depending on interest and discussion. On Saturday 19, Sea of Costumes, celebrating life at Well Cafe, and we are all welcome. Tribute to Satfriam by Kiri Joshi, House of Mother's Agenda. They received 25 copies of Tribute to Satfriam by Sri Kiri Joshi, and these booklets in French are freely available at the House of Mother's Agenda in Savitri Bhavan. And today, at Savitri Bhavan, they're starting with Introduction to Sri Aurobindo's World Vision, a series of illustrated presentations delivered by Muriel, at 11 a.m. to 12. This course will cover some of the basic concepts of Sri Aurobindo's philosophy. It will answer the fundamental questions, why we are here, and what is the nature of reality, and who we are, and what is the aim of life, what is God, and etc. It is designed to be quite intense, but still accessible to a larger public. So everyone are welcome. Here are some announcements. Savitri Bhavan will be closed on Tuesday, 15th of August. The main building will be closed, reading room and digital library, but Introduction to Integral Yoga workshop will take place in the reading room. Access to Mudrachi and Om Choir classes through the side door as usual. Our bakery and bakery cafe will be closed, and you're supposed to pick up your orders for tomorrow today. Well, Studio Cafe will be open, the same as Dreamers Cafe and Mark's Coffee in Kuala Palan. And here are some updates from Sankalpa Art Center. They are reopening 4 mornings at the Visitor Center stage, August 12 to 15, from 10 a.m. to noon. And they continue with regular timings every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to noon, as well as every Wednesday and Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. On the occasion, they also invite us to a traditional art break day on 1st of September, and that will be 5th annual celebration of global event at the 40th location on Friday, September 1st, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Within Alpona Festival, we have screening of Bengali movies. On Friday, we can see Shubha Murad, directed by Rituparno Ghosh, at Bhavishyati at 7:45 p.m. Today at 7:30 p.m. at Bhavishyati Hall, Bharat Niva Sri Aurobindo's 145th birthday anniversary, World Day was screening a documentary on Sri Aurobindo's life with some glimpses of his life. On Wednesday at Unity Pavilion, they continue with eye-opening movie series. And this Wednesday at 8 p.m., Buckminster Fuller, Thinking Out Loud. And at Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m., they were screening The Day of the Lord, the 15th of August 1947, the day of Sri Aurobindo's birthday, and the day when India became free, marked a special day for India and also a special day in Earth's spiritual history. At Cinema Paradiso, tonight at 8 p.m., they were screening Indian drama. Amy's from Blind Horse, made in India in 2011 by writer and director Gurvinder Singh. Tomorrow, Potpourri drama, Little Forest, Summer, Autumn, made in Japan in 2014 and directed by Yuichi Mori. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, Supreme Lord, Eternal Truth, let us obey Thee alone and live according to truth. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auriradio.org. Nayak Jay He, Bharat Bhagya Vidhata, Punjab Sindhu, Gujarat Maratha, Dravid Utkal Banga, Vindhya Himachal, Yamuna Ganga Uchhal Jaladhi Taranga Tab Shubha Naame Jaage Tab Shubha Aashish Maange Gaahe Tab Jaya Gatha.